The Texas foster care system has dropped hundreds of runaway kids from its care in the past 5 years. 170 of those kids were minors when the state ended its relationship. One legislator says the state is washing its hands of the most vulnerable youth, youth who often end up being sexually abused or trafficked while missing. Texas Public Radio accountability reporter Paul Flav has more.
Every year, the state of Texas goes to court and asks judges to free it from the responsibility of caring for dozens of foster kids who are missing or runaways.
When a child or a youth run away, that we would then wash our hands of responsibility. It is our responsibility to continue to look for this minor.
Austin Democratic House Member Gina Hinojosa filed a bill to stop the practice.
And these are our children. And just because they run away does not make them any, it puts them at more danger. It makes them more vulnerable.
The Department of Family and Protective Services says they can't tell us why they closed 40 missing minor cases in 2021. It's confidential. But some former CPS workers, parents, and lawyers have suggested the department drops or non-suits missing kids to limit its legal liability.
I believe that it has to do with liability. When a child is on runaway status, and who's going to hold them accountable?
Jennifer Knighton has a fraught relationship with the FPS. Her daughter ended up in the state juvenile justice system, and the girl's addiction to methamphetamines was out of control, she says. The state took conservatorship of her when she got out, but they didn't have a home to place her in. She was put up in a hotel.
She ran away. She was picked up probably about a week later. She was severely intoxicated. She was released from the hospital while she was intoxicated, and my kid went missing for 3 months.
But instead of looking for her, she says after a few months, the state went to court to terminate its relationship with the girl. Before long, her daughter was being trafficked for sex.
They non-suited it, and pretty much they didn't care. They just gave me custody back of my missing kid.
Ultimately, Knighton would get her daughter back, and she got her into treatment. This time, her daughter didn't run away from it. The FPS declined to discuss the case.
The reason all these cars are stopped in front of us is they're taking a ride on Plainfield where the majority of the girls will be.
Knighton turned to this man, J.B. Rice, to help find her daughter. It's midnight, and the 50-something-year-old man drives a stretch of one of Houston's open-air sex markets near Bissonnette and Plainfield. He asks that his voice be changed for the story. Rice, who works for the nonprofit Texas Counter Trafficking Initiative, is currently looking for two teenagers who he's found sex ads for online.
I don't think she's big enough. Sets hard with makeup. If you don't see a girl made up to work, and then, you know, the photos you see, there's no makeup, and then they come out here. They got on the eyelashes, they got on a ton of war paint.
Mostly, he searches online, since most girls aren't put on the track like this. But tonight, he has little information and is taking a chance. He stares into the small groups of women as we pass. They're wearing almost nothing. G-strings and heels and small bikinis.
And as you can see, they wear fewer clothes down here. That's not our goal. They'll wear fewer clothes down here than you would typically find in a strip club.
If he spots a girl, he calls the police and tries to get them to recover her. But after a couple hours of driving, the only progress he's made is slowly filling a small water bottle with the dark liquid remains of his chewing tobacco.
If I don't see either one of our girls between here and that stop sign, we're going to hit the airline.
This is how many nights end for him. 6 of the 7 girls he's currently looking for are in DFPS custody. Girls that few would be looking for at all if he wasn't. For Hinojosa, the lack of resources to provide police with the time to do this work needs to change.
This is a well-resourced state, and I am frustrated that when it comes to our kids, and especially our most vulnerable kids, we are under-resourced.
For now, her bill only makes it more difficult, if not impossible, for the state to, as she says, wash its hands of missing and runaway kids. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.